This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarkets podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. I'm thrilled to have a great young shop operator on with me, and that would be my friend Travis Troy. Hi, Travis.
Hi, Carm. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
There's a little backstory here. I don't mind telling it. We had a COVID issue, and we already had recorded Travis's great, great video of his shop, and he was kind enough to jump in the day before and cover our great show live for us today. So for that, I thank you. So, Travis, you opened Honest Wrenches in Des Moines, Iowa. After you started, what, you rented some kind of small space?
Yeah, so Josh and I met while in college and started working on cars to gain knowledge and get the outside experience and got shut down. From there, we moved into a storage unit, and that's when we really opened as a legit company. And so we were working out of a storage unit for about a year and a half, and then we got our main location, which is not on the video today, but that was our very first location. And then in June of 2021, we opened our second location, which is the video that we're going to be doing today.
And so you're about what, going into your 11th year of business?
Yes. Yep. 11th year.
11th year, second location. What a trend, multi-shop ownership. It's a trend, isn't it?
It's fun.
Now, did you do this, Travis, because everyone else was, or it was the right time, you had the right staff, the right people, the right finances?
We've got an amazing team, and Josh and I had been talking over the last 12, well, I guess 18 months now, about going to multi-store. Our main store operates very, very well and does a great job, and we were able to really be able to semi-exit that business. I had gone several years without being in the business, and I do more of the marketing and the advertising and all of the working on the business side of it. And Josh helps out a ton with more of the operations side and building and growing people. So we were ready for that next challenge. Everything just kind of all the stars aligned. And in March of 2021, we knew we were going multi-store, and we knew we had a lot of work in front of us because that building needed a lot of work.
There's an honest guy from Honest Wrenches. Interesting. Hey, here's a great message from our great sponsor, Dorman. Dorman Products creates hundreds of new automotive replacement products every month. Part of what makes Dorman so unique is their ideation of new and innovative products. They have dedicated teams all across the U.S., Mexico, and Canada looking for new product ideas. Since every solution starts with a problem, these teams of researchers, field analysts, product specialists, and contributors consistently visit repair shops and make field calls. Now, this is to best understand the problems the industry is facing. In certain cases, Dorman will manufacture aftermarket replacements so you aren't forced to go back to the OE. Other times, experts take it an additional step, further solving what made the original part problematic in the first place. Solving for a problem is what powers the innovation engine at Dorman. Dorman invests in these OE fix innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. Want to know more about Dorman? Visit dormanproducts.com/tour.
Look at Travis has not been a bashful guy when it comes to the podcast. A great episode on the relationship you have with your accountant beyond the numbers. That was excellent with Hunt and also we did a great episode a little while back about kind of the launching of Vision and everything. And you're one of the guys that closes the shop and takes the team, right?
Yes, I am.
I'm excited. Division is coming up March 3rd through the 6th of this year. So thank you for the contributions that you've made. Hey, let's get ready to talk some really good and fun stuff with my friend Travis. And when I talk to Travis and I says, hey, you're guest host of mine, what do you want to talk about? And he goes, well, the word of the year. And I said, I love it. I love it. And so maybe we need to have some kind of continuing podcast. What's your word of the year?
Our word of the year is execute. We made a ton of changes in 2021. We've grown a ton. We doubled our size of our staff and our team, doubled our locations, went from one to two. So we've got a ton of opportunity for growth, and we've got the tools in our toolbox. Now it's time to execute. And so that's our word for 2022 is pure execution.
But how does it work? I'm a to-do list kind of guy. I have deadlines, and so many people have wonderful ideas. They walk away from every one of my shows with great ideas, but they never always make those improvements based on those ideas. And I guess the overarching umbrella is you got to execute. Help me understand what it's going to take for your own personal discipline to execute.
We all have goals. Whether we've started our goals or now we've got our goals for 2022, right? What's our execution plan? You can have all the goals in the world, but if you don't have a plan with deadlines, they're just ideas. They're no longer goals. So what we do is we create a goal sheet with a plan on how we're going to achieve those goals and a deadline of when we're going to meet them. None of us want to be late. So I've got a task list and many calendars. I use more than one. And that's what keeps me on task in order to execute. And one of the biggest things and one of the largest challenges that we've seen with going to two stores is keeping both stores on the same page. So actually next Monday is our very first all-in company meeting where we bring both stores together and we start unifying our stores together with all of our new team members and our veteran members that have been with us forever and making sure that we're all on the same page. And the way that I always explain it is I would like for a customer to be able to talk to a service advisor in the office, ask them a question, and that service advisor gives them the answer and stops a technician in the parking lot and asks them that same exact question and gets the same exact answer. That's how you unify a team. And that's how you're able to be able to multiply.
Well, what a great test of processes and systems and culture and unity, like you say. What I heard you say to me was strategic planning. So many of the elements that you just described are part of strategic planning. We have a task. We have a date. Did I hear you say we assigned an owner?
Yeah.
And that's one of the only ways you can actually move something forward is that there has to be someone accountable to it. It's got to be a realistic time frame and a goal to get it done. I heard you just say we're having a team meeting. Are you doing this early morning? Are you doing this at the end of business for where everybody shows?
Our all-in company meetings will be done after hours. So it'll be from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll provide dinner, have a little opening ceremony. Actually, at this one here, we're going to present. We do a fantasy football league in the stores. And so we get to present the trophy to the winner of the fantasy football league this year. We always try to start it off with something fun. And then it's business. I've got time and I've got to respect my team's time. And so we're gonna dig in, and it's a strict 2-hour meeting, and we're back with our families because I know that's very important to them.
Now, you didn't win the fantasy football, did you?
I did not.
Oh, good.
Close to last place, but we just won't say what place.
Oh, that's so cool. But thank you for this really, if you will, perfect motivation for 2022 and putting ourselves kind of, if you will, on the trajectory of success where you've got goals, you make some plans out of them, but then you have to actually execute them. So let us share with everyone who's listening and everyone who's going to listen in the future via the podcast or on YouTube, write down the word execute and then write down the word goals and planning and date, time bound and who is responsible for it. As Travis has said, you're going to be surprised what you can actually accomplish. It's been one of the things for me and Tracy, we have to do things by a certain date. But it's worked for me. I'm sure it's worked for you. We can't wait to see number two here. Before we go into this virtual tour of your second shop, let's talk about some of the stuff that we've done this week. As you know, work our butts off for these, you know, great, great episodes. Today, an ASE ADAS certification. I don't know if anybody knows it, but sometime, as Trish Serator says, in the mid-year 2022, there's going to be an ADAS certification coming out. Pete Meyer, G. Jared Trula, and I talked about what type of training works for you. We had a blast. Those last two were recorded at Apex. We had so much fun. But again, incredible business acumen coming out of all of these. And these are these great ideas, if you will, that bubble up to the top. And you say, wow, that was great. Got to do that. That's smart. Maybe I should fix that. But if you don't execute, you know, it's just wave forms in your ears. Recovering from a wrong service advisor, hire a great town hall academy with Jim and Corey. And Matt Fonslow's episode this past week was on mental health with Akon Light. Unbelievable episode there. So that was the latest episodes. And now we would love to get out there and see the virtual tour of the new shop that I think is right around 6 months old.
So this right here is the front of it and the parking lot area. That's our monument sign out by the road.
Lots of room.
Yes, that we've got like 50 parking spaces. We will outgrow it very quickly on the parking spaces, that's for sure.
Did you lease this?
Yes, it is a leased building, and some of the challenges that we've gone through, are very thankful that that's what it is.
Nice front.
So this is our lobby area. As you can see, there's not a lot of seats. We do not condone waiting for our clients. We do everything by pickup and delivery or drop off. Those seats are just in case if there's a few people in line to cash out and they're coming in.
Let's be impressed by this headline that is staring us in the eye. And if that doesn't set the culture of the business or the attitude of the customer experience that people are going to receive, nothing else does, Travis. Very, very well done.
That is one of those things that when we talk to our clients and on some of our marketing pieces, we invite them to come experience how service should be. So that when they walk through our doors, we want to welcome them on how service should be. And that's one thing that we take great pride in. So here we're going to actually walk into the service advisor office area. We keep our advisors off of the front counter, but this allows them to have a private area where they do not have to worry about distractions from the counter, presenting a large ticket to a customer. And if you want to pause it right there, this right here is our dispatching system. It's kind of hard to see, but we've got waiting for parts, waiting for approval, and the completed bin. That's where tickets will go, and each service advisor has their own bin so they know who's responsible for what tickets. And this also coincides with our management system. So if a ticket is incompleted, the status on that is automatically switched to completed via our tablets. It's a good system that works for the technicians, for the service advisors, and even if I walk in, I can see exactly where every car is at all times.
I love the space. It's comfortable. I see they can work standing up, which is really nice.
Yes,
when the customer comes in, though, Travis, do one of these service advisors go up front and bring in the vehicle?
Absolutely. And that's why we have those big windows where they're sitting. As we grow, we will eventually put an office manager in that store, and they will be at the front counter to greet everybody. So this here is the shop area. We've got 8 bays total. One of them has an alignment rack on it. We had to replace almost all the lifts. This here is our parts bin system, which is a really cool process that we use with invoicing and PO numbers and dispatching.
So you're controlling inbound, you're controlling returns, you're controlling cores.
Everything.
And you're controlling by vendor.
Right. And this is our employee lounge and changing area. They can just come in there and hang out and take a rest if they have to. Or
I like the idea that you carried the wood-themed floor into that room. Nice. Nice new alignment rack.
Yeah, we went with Hunter at this store. It's been a really good alignment rack for us. And this is more of our lube area where we do all of our oil changes and stuff like that. And then in the back room is where we're able to keep all of our fluids and machines and equipment and stuff like that.
Is the back room almost the same size as the bays?
It's about a third of the size, but it allows us to be able to keep all of that in the back, and so you don't really see it. You've got all of our inventory stock, all of our BG fluids and stuff like that. We hire tire equipment back here. Sometimes that can be loud. It's out of sight, out of mind.
Did I see a bay coming in off the side?
Yeah, there is. It's a small garage door. Not that I would bring a vehicle in, but it's just for incoming freight and stuff like that. And then this is our break room. We've got, kitchenette and stuff like that. That right there is actually going to have a TV on it, and that's where we'll actually host our company meetings. So we'll be able to put a laptop there and run slideshows and stuff like that for our team.
And it just loops around.
Yeah, we come right back out to the Bay Area, and then we walk right back into the office. We've got an employee bathroom that's right over there. That's our Brian, our lead technician at that store, his diagnostic cart. And then right here, we've got a big TV with the entire schedule for the technicians on it. And we run that live all day long. We'll make any adjustments. As you can see, the green bar on the side of the appointments that confirms that the vehicle's actually here. If it's left white or gray, it means it's not here. So the service advisors know that they have to make that call. Or if the technician is moving on to his next vehicle and that ticket is not green, they know that vehicle's not here. So they're going to consult with the service advisor and come up with a game plan on what the next vehicle's going to be.
So everybody's in the know. And this is coming from point of sale?
Yeah, this comes from our POS system. Yep.
Excellent. Well, tell me about the marketplace. Are you on a highly traveled road? Are there, you obviously must have studied the income level of the market.
Yeah, so it's actually really not the perfectly ideal area. The building is perfectly ideal, but the income and everything else is not exact. But neither is our first location. We're on a fairly highly traveled road, about 26,000 cars a day, and we're right off of a main intersection. We do get a lot of travel there, but our clientele is not in the 2 to 3 mile radius. We go out to about a 5 to a 7 mile radius at this location.
What are you using to bring them in? Good old word of mouth, social media?
We do a little bit of everything. Social media, TV advertising, direct mail campaigns, Google ads.
TV. Interesting. TV. What do you sponsor? A minute on a morning show or something?
We've got commercials that run during the morning weather.
The morning weather. You don't get any snow in Des Moines, do you?
Never.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Yeah, we get our fair share. I actually think we've probably got about 5 inches outside right now.
Is that right? Well, that's great. Embrace it. It's the winter.
I love it. I love snow.
What do you do in your spare time?
I've got my daughter. She's 5, and I've got my son that just turned 1. That is my spare time. I enjoy spending time with them and, going four-wheeling with my daughter and stuff like that. And then also this industry, that takes up a lot of my spare time as well. I have a passion for this industry, and I love to be a part of it and help out in it. So getting involved with other organizations and stuff like that, and just being a part to try and grow this industry and be able to say I made a change.
I'm thrilled to hear that. Give me a minute commercial on the power and the value of associations.
To have an association that truly cares about its members and wants to be able to see it grow and see their members grow, it's invaluable. I mean, to be able to pick the phone up and call any Mwaka shop and ask them a question or a shoulder to lean on or look for help is just something that you can't get if you're not involved in something like Mwaka or an organization like that. Being a member with the benefits that come with it, insurance and CESCO and accounting options and stuff like that, is I got brought into it when I didn't have a clue what was going on in business and I had no idea the direction that we were going. I mean, I think I've been in Mwaka now for almost 10 years, and I say that's what saved me. That's what got me in front of the people that I needed to be in front of to be able to use as an example to grow myself. I was 19 when we opened the business. I'm 30 now, and I would be nowhere near where I am if I didn't surround myself with people like that.
Beautiful testimonial. Thank you. Short, sweet, and to the point. And the point is, and I think you said it 2 minutes ago, you got a shoulder to lean on. I mean, that's what networking and 20 groups and associations are all about. And in the connectivity that I have to the industry and what I do, 1,000+ podcasts, and I hear from so many, and we share these wonderful stories and ideas, I think we're so much better because there's this particular section of our industry that woke up one day and started to realize that involvement, engagement, and networking, association membership, call a shop down the road.
Yes.
It's making a difference in our industry, period. When I first started, you know, it was tough to find the really, really top shop operators. And now, you know, happy to say that there's thousands of them.
They're everywhere.
And every day there's a new one overcoming their struggle, finding the business coach, and as you say, the associations or the networking groups that matter. And they're starting their trek, 2-year trek, possibly to turn their business around and get up to that particular level that you're enjoying because you know you're profitable and you're growing your business and very proud of you. It was great to see the second store. And maybe what we should do is take a look one day in a contrast of stores and how you learned from what you had in one and what you put into the second one. That may be a lot of fun.
Yes, it'd be really cool for you guys to see the other store because it's definitely not as fancy as the second store, for sure.
A Tale of Two Cities.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, thanks so much, Travis Troy, Honest Wrenches in Des Moines, Iowa. Thanks for launching our first episode here of 2022.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.